All right, Tavosai, good morning. Let's begin. So we left off yesterday. The Ramchal was talking about that there are three different types of shelo lishma. So we covered the first two. Number one, of course, is that shelo lishma, ultimately that's not done for HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all, but is done for kavod from the other, or to go ahead and to deceive the other. So level number two is the shelo lishma, that a person is doing what he does in life for reward, for reward in olam haba. Ultimately, again, that's better than the first level, but still considered to be shelo lishma. And then the last one, amnam mashit tzarech. I'm in the red edition. It's page kuf samech gimel, last two lines. Amnam mashit tzarech la adam yoseh iyun umulach haraba. Hu ta'aroves ha'iser. But rather, says the Ramchal, the area where one has to be especially vigilant is this idea that requires yosir iyun, real investigation, malach harab, incredible work, hu ta'aroves ha'iser, that when there is a literally some negativity that is mixed in. Now, what does that mean? So first of all, if you look in footnote 38, he says, Rabbeinu mechana es ha'shalo lishma, B'shem Yisrael. Both say this is the third category of Shalol Lishma. Shalol Lishma means that there's some element of Yisrael mixed in to my good deed. What does that mean? Dehainu, Shalafamim ha'adam holich va'ose mitzvah lishma. There are times that a person goes ahead and does a mitzvah lishma, a mitzvah for the right purpose, mamish, literally for the right purpose. Shekach gazer avinu shabash shamayim. Right? What does it mean I'm doing the mitzvah for the right purpose? That I'm doing it because this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has commanded me. Literally, the purest motivation for a mitzvah, it's the Ratzon Hashem, it's the Tzivoy Hashem, it's what the Ribono Shel Olam wants, that's why I'm doing it. Amnam, lo yechta milashartef ima, eze pniyacharas. But yet, interestingly enough, as much as that's my motivation, it does not prevent additional motives from being mixed in. For example, what are some additional motives? Oh, sheyishabchuhu b'nei adam, oh, sheyikabel schar b'ma'aseyu. Either that people will praise me, or that for some reason I'll receive some type of reward for my action. So we'll say, see, in this third category of shalo lishma, and the Ramchal wants to suggest this perhaps is the most dangerous level, not the worst level, but dangerous, is I have the right intentions, namely, I'm doing what I'm doing because it's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded me to do. But there are other motivations mixed in. And those other motivations in this particular context is either because I want to be praised by others, earn the respect of others, or I want to get schar, I want to get reward. Ulefamim, afilo im lo yiyye miskavin li shabchuhu. And even if a person doesn't have explicit kavona, that others will praise me. Vismoach libo ala shavach yarba ledachtek yoser. When he does get praise, he'll be even more meticulous and even more vigilant in the details of his mitzvah.
Is he saying you cannot dog in for better life, better final?
No. What he's saying over here is that, no, tefillah is different. Tefillah already is something different.
Giving tzedakah for,
Right, so tzedakah is also different. You're choosing the two different ones. He's saying over here, well, he's also including schar. He is also including reward. He's saying over here, I go ahead and, I don't know what a good example would be.
Working the shul or something.
I go ahead, I do chesed. I do bikur cholim. So what he's saying over here is like this. Obviously, to do a mitzvah l'shma means, why am I being mevaker chola? Because Ribbono Shel Olam commanded me to do so. That's the highest form. But interestingly enough, not even because it makes the person feel better. Not only that, that's something nice. But at the end of the day, I do it because Hashem wanted me to do it. But now, I also have in mind that, you know what? We learned, right? We just had a couple of weeks ago. There's a lot of schar involved in Bikur Cholim. Or when people see me walking into the hospital, they say, oh, Silber's such a Baal Chesed. He walks in the middle of the day. He's going to visit sick people. So already, although my motivation started out with purity, there are now other ulterior motives mixed in over here. But that's what he means. But let's say by tefillah, the whole point of tefillah is to daven for what you want. The whole point of tzedakah is the exception to the rule. With aser b'shil shetit asher. But he has to be saying over here, my initial machshava is good, but there are other things that get mixed in. See, he says, ke'ein ma'asa shalbito shal Rabbi Chanina ben Trajum. the Ramchal says this is like the episode with the daughter of Rabbi Chanina ben Chaja. What happened with her? Shehaisa posas psios yafos. She used to walk beautiful steps, meaning the idea is that she was very tsanua. She was very modest. So the way she walked just kind of like radiated a modesty. Ve'chivan sheshama sheomrim kama noos psioseha sharibazu. And when she heard people over talking how tsanua she was, miyad diktika yoser. She was even more medaktik with her tsnius. Now I will say, now the idea of what he's describing over here is he's crafting for us lofty levels. And the lofty levels, people do things not for any self-serving motivations. People do things because it's HaKadosh Baruch. What he's just pointing out over here in this episode is that to you and I, this doesn't sound like such a big deal. She's getting complimented. And essentially, people complimented her behavior. You know, the way you reinforce good behavior is you compliment it. And that's what she did. What the Ramchal is just pointing out, what the Gemara is pointing out, is that Lamaisa, look what he says, Hare HaTosefes HaZeh Nolad Mikoach HaShevach SheShibchua. Her additional dikduk, you know, her additional meticulous adherence to tznius was not motivated out of a sense of duty towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but rather was a result ultimately of the praise she received, which the Gemara interprets to mean an element of kavod. There's an element of kavod that was involved over here. Mm-hmm. Therefore, again, va'adam afa pi she iser kazeh batal b'miuto. Now the Ramchal, so the Ramchal is saying what Menachem's thinking. Come on, right? At the end of the day, like, you know, really, like, out of all the things we need to focus on, this is like the big thing, right? You know, meaning he's saying that here you have people doing the right thing. So essentially, what you're telling me is, okay, we all agree the highest level of doing the right thing is to do the right thing without any ulterior motives. There's no question about that. So what you're telling me now, and remember, also, I want to be clear, this is Tara. Remember, that's what we're learning about. So Tara means absolute purity. So absolute purity means not only do you do the right thing, but you do the right thing for all of the right reasons. So Ramchal is saying, you're right. Even though the Amdam, Afa Pisha Isra Kazeh Batal Bimi'uto. Now what he's saying over here is, even though this type of quote-unquote Isser, it's literally bottle because of its simple insignificance. Meaning, at the end of the day, if a person is doing the right thing for primarily the right reasons, but there are some secondary incorrect reasons that are mixed in, at the end of the day, those incorrect reasons are bottle, right? They're void in the grand scheme of things. Akol panim hamaaseh she'taroves kazeh besocho tahor legamrei enenu. But I will say it's just important to know that if it is Tara that we aspire to, if it's the Midah of Tara that we want to truly go ahead and somehow reach, just understand that Tara demands purity of action on all levels. And if an action, by definition, if there's some element of the action that is either self-serving or that is motivated ultimately by kavod or something like that, just know, again, it could be a very good deed and a very high-level deed, but it's not tahor. It's not tahor. But see, you know, this is an interesting thing in life in general. You know, the whole yisod in life, I think I mentioned this on Shabbos as well, is on one hand, we know that if there's one thing we'll never achieve, it's perfection, right? But that doesn't stop us from trying to get a little bit closer to perfection, even though we know that we'll never fully get there. So what he's describing over here is a very lofty level of Tara. And Tara just means that when I do a mitzvah, I do a ma'aseh tov, ulterior, it's pure from any other ulterior motives. There's nothing. I'm not doing it for myself. I'm not doing it for schar. All that Ramchal is just pointing out is that's something to aspire to. Now, if we get to the level of the Dor Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan, is that an accomplishment? Sure. You know, if you're doing good things and you hear people compliment you, so that gives you chizuk to do it even more. So sure, one could make the argument that therefore my additional behavior is motivated by a certain level of kavod because I hear people complimenting me. I think for many of us, this would certainly be an incredible accomplishment by itself. That is true. Just understand it's not Tara. Kihine, kishem she'in ola al gabi hamizbeach shalamata, ala solas nekiya minu for b'shlosha sreinafo, both as he quotes over here from the Mishnah, m'seches minachos, that when you offer up a carbon mincha, a meal offering from flour on the mizbeach, listen to this, you can only use the purest of flours. I will say, how do they prepare the flour in the Beis HaMikdash? They had to sift it 13 times. Now, what happens when you sift flour 13 times? Shekvar tahar legamrei mikol sig. Every single impurity is removed from it. There are no impurities left. Kach I efshar la'alos al razon mizbecho ha'alyom. Lios mi avodas hakel ashlima v'amuvcheres. Ela hamuvcher shebemasim hatar mikol sig. Therefore, Rabbah says the same thing for us. If our desire is ultimately to put our actions on the altar of the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then what has to happen? Our actions have to be sifted. They have to be sifted. They have to be purified. They have to be made clear. Every single impurity, big or small, somehow has to be removed. That's the yisod. But this, I think, is an incredible moment, because if you can imagine, for me, this image is very helpful, actually. You take the action, and if you were to put it through the sifter, if I'm choosing one of my life activities and I put it on the sifter, would the whole thing sift through, or would there be a whole bunch of impurities left on top? The Ramchal just says that's tara. Tara is the level where I've refined my actions to such a point that when I put them through the sifter, there are no impurities left on the top. Incredible idea. He goes on. He says, "Ve'eineni omer shema shehuzulas zeh." Now, what the Ramchal says is a very important qualification. The Ramchal is saying, I want to be clear. I am not suggesting that an action that does not measure up to the standard of Tara is not a valid action. Meaning, I'm not suggesting that if you put your actions through the sifter and there are many impurities left on top, I'm not at all suggesting that Chas v'Shalom, that action is not good. Rabbi say, very important, you said, the Ribono Shel Olam never holds back reward from any creation. Rabbi say, we know, the Ribono Shel Olam is so happy whenever we do anything good. Even if what? You know kind of what we're like. So the truth is, many of us, we're like a shtickle, like problem children. Right? So what happens when you have like a problem child? So what are a challenging child? You know, let's say a parent has a child who has challenging behavior. So what happens to that parent? When that kid does like one thing right, the parents pashut like, you know, like he just invented sliced bread. You know, it's an amazing thing. He followed that action. He did. So to a certain degree, we're kind of like difficult children. If we're honest with ourselves, we're difficult children for the Ribono Shel Olam. And so when we go ahead and we do something good, he's very happy. And even if it's not perfect, and even if it's not wonderful, and even if it's not exactly the way that it should be, the Ribono Shel Olam never holds back any schar for anything we do. Umishalim schar kol amasim, schar amasim lefim hashem. And he rewards us for our actions in accordance with their good. Amnam. Al ha'avoda ha'temima ani medaber. But says Zanchar, remember, we're not just talking about good deeds, we're talking about the midah of Tara. We're talking about how to be a fully accomplished Jew. Ha'ru'uya l'chol o'avei Hashem be'emes, shelo yikarei b'zeh Hashem, ela ha'avoda ha'tohor legamrei. So we'll say, remember, he says what I'm describing over here, however, is the highest, purest form of avoda, where there are no other ulterior motives or impurities that are mixed in. That I only do what I do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and for no other motivation. And the more I distance myself from this madrega, therefore the more I distance myself from this madrega, the further I am distanced from Tara, the greater the deficiency in my avodah. So we'll say we'll stop over here. But again, this you have to admit, this limud is very enlightening, because in life sometimes the best thing is to know what it is that you're working towards. So we know what are we working towards? We're working towards Tara. We're working towards this paradigm where, and again, use the sifter example, where my actions are so good and so pure. No ulterior motivations, no desire for covet, no desire for reward. Everything is so pure that if I put my action through the sifter of life, sifter HaKadosh Baruch Hu, its fine flour comes right through, no impurities. The reality is, most of us have some impurities left on the top from our actions. The good news is, the Ribono Shel Olam does divine backflips over those actions as well, and is happy whenever we do something good, and never holds back schar for anything we do. But at least now we know the goal. We know ultimately what it is that we aspire to accomplish. And of course, knowing what you're working towards brings you one step closer to your goal. All right, so we'll stop over here for today. Pick up Kuf Samechei tomorrow.
Rabbi, is there some level where your ulterior motives will so far outweigh